Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 74. Trying to be quiet.
74.
Hi, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're live from Being Around the World. Drinking a Strange Fellows Dark IPA. I don't like IPAs, but I like dark IPAs.
I'm drinking a dark roast coffee. It's a little bit too early for me for beer if I'm going to get any work done.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about your t-shirt. We'll have to have a photo so people know.
The inimitable, the formidable Jens von Bergmann. Hail Jens von Bergmann. He's German. Speaks German, et cetera, et cetera. He used the following open source technology: OpenStreetMap, CartoDB, and Open Data from Open Data Vancouver, a CSV file about January 2017 City of Vancouver tax assessment to come up with a map. We'll put a picture on the old show notes.
Lots of red on that map.
Dark red is 5 million. And the lighter the colors are down to 500,000. And
not, as you not 5 million.
If you look at the t-shirt, and it will, we'll post the full link to Flickr, you'll see that
there's a lot of red.
There's a lot of red. So thank you, open source technologists, for giving Jens the ability to do this. He's got a mapping engine. He's amazing. He should make money off this. I don't know how, but that's for marketing people. He's an amazing mapper software, and he's got a whole workflow. If a CSV or XLS or any JSON or sort of common data format comes out, he can map it. Canada, anywhere in Canada, basically anywhere in the world. But apparently that's not his full cash flow. He's got another business. He's got two businesses. what do you say about this shirt? It's pretty awesome, eh?
You know, the shirt from a purely aesthetic point of view looks interesting, just with the grid and the colors. But, yeah, I mean, it's the thing that jumps out is a lot of red. And
data can be beautiful.
Is the blue water? No, the blue can't be water.
Well, you can see Trout Lake.
There's some data holes, which are probably Trout Lake.
Trout Lake? John Henry Park. Yeah, right there.
Trout Lake.
Represented in the black.
That's where I live.
Yeah, but, like, here, that's a block. That's not water.
It's not water? Are you sure it's
not False Creek?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, so yeah, we have mentioned this before. We complain a lot about software, but this open source software stack of CartoDB and JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and I'm sure he's used, there's another one, isn't there? OpenStreetMap, and I think he's used other open source toolkits are amazing. So I guess what I would say to this is I wonder what's this map is going to look like 5 or 10 years from now.
Well, I mean, that's the next thing that I was thinking. It would be really cool to do it as a video with a timeline.
Jens's map.
And have it change color over time.
If you go to the map using the web application URL that we'll provide in the show notes, you will see that it's interactive, and you can scroll back in time. In other words, you start at 2017, you move the slider for time to the left, and it gets less red.
Oh.
In fact, half of the map turns non-red if you go back to 2012.
Wow.
That's amazing, eh? And I wonder if it's the same in Toronto or if it's negative in Calgary. I wonder what other Canadian cities, Montreal.
Oh, I bet you not negative, but I bet
Victoria.
You won't have changed. Well, Vancouver and Toronto are the ones they keep talking about as the biggest issues.
Also Hamilton, because the Greater Toronto GTA is sort of merging with the Greater Hamilton area. And I'm just wondering if there's a correlation between the prices going off a certain cliff in Toronto and the acceleration of the Hamilton, the Greater Hamilton area price increase.
Oh, now that would be interesting.
Same
to,
with Victoria.
To plot over
as
the, time.
As Vancouver, BC goes up beyond a certain, let's say, $1 million cliff or plateau, at what point does the slope, the rate of increase in Victoria increase? Is there a correlation?
Okay, so this is one of the funny, for me, the funnier, because I'm from the region, things that have happened with Vancouver real estate. In the central interior where I'm from, which is about 600 kilometers, 400 miles directly north of Vancouver, all like resource forestry, which is on the decline. So they're looking for ways to revitalize kind of the community. Quesnel, where I'm from, which is like a small number of people.
What's the population?
Between 10 and 30,000.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere. And it's not a regional center like Prince George or Kamloops. They are trying to rebrand themselves to attract Vancouverites.
Right.
I almost fell out of my chair laughing. Like, if
what's their branding that you think would appeal to Vancouverites?
Like, it depends on who you want to appeal to. If you want to appeal to somebody who enjoys living in Vancouver, nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you want to appeal to somebody who's dissatisfied with Vancouver, that likes, you know, likes the outdoors, likes lots of space.
And that's what they should do. That's what you should do.
That's what they need to appeal to.
Appeal to your strengths, right?
Don't appeal to retirees. Like, the medical services in Quesnel are awful. You have to drive an hour and a bit to Prince George.
Maybe they're awful now,
and even
not
then,
awful later.
You might end up getting referred to Vancouver anyway. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, definitely for people that enjoy Vancouver, for uniquely Vancouver things like the food and the experience of having lots of people with the same interests, having like a whole bunch of things in a nicely small geographic reason, those people are not going to be interested in moving out there. But I can see there also being a lot of people that do. Like, you know, if you want to, if you're interested in horses, if you're interested in easy access to like the outdoors, that's definitely, Quesnel has that going for it, and similar towns.
I would repeat my thesis. My hypothesis is that assuming we survive global warming and assuming we invent clean energy, I think the odds of us inventing clean energy are higher than us surviving global warming without catastrophic change or without some sort of catastrophe. Then it makes perfect sense to not live in the city. But to me, and for me, until then, I'm just contributing to pollution, and it's not multiculti. It's not multicultural enough for me to live there. I love skiing, like Koskinen skiing. I love the outdoors, and I love walking and hiking, but I'm not. That's not enough for me to move to a place like Quesnel. But your mileage may vary, and if we can wrestle this global warming beast to the ground, and if we can invent clean energy, there's no reason why people can't live there and should live there. I think we are going to invent that stuff.
It's
so
a different experience.
We're
going to
survive by the skin of our teeth
and
global warming, and it's so Quesnel will be awesome.
Not universally. I mean, in the same way that Vancouver isn't universally awesome.
Awesome for people who want to live there.
Technology has made
not for me
taken the edge off. Like, you aren't isolated, like sociologically isolated, like you used to be. Like, literally, when I was growing up there, which was in the 70s, it was hard knowing what songs were popular. Like, literally, there were like.
Is that any different from a small town, Ontario, 2 hours from Toronto?
It's not. And
exactly.
Technology has at least allowed us that common experience. You have access to the internet for information, so you're not in a dead zone that way.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are more palatable. But, there's just so many things that require a certain critical mass of people.
Right.
Although, the one town that is, of notable mention is Nelson. Culturally, Nelson really punches above its weight. Just like the vibe there is so cool for a town that is the same size as Quesnel.
Wow. I mean, in the summer they have arts festivals. In the winter they have skiing. What do they have the rest of the year? Awesome hiking.
Yeah.
Hippie bakeries. Hipster hippie bakeries,
yeah,
I'm sure.
A real kind of hippie, hipster, kind of nice kind of vibe in a lot of ways. Like, It isn't.
And Quesnel doesn't have that?
It isn't Walmart City. You know,
Quesnel
like
doesn't
it
have
isn't
that?
Big box. No, the biggest store in Quesnel is Walmart.
No elements of that?
No, like that's the resource thing. That is like the quintessential problem with the resource town.
Wow, we're at 919, dude.
They haven't developed that.
So what do you think, Joseph Plant, Anthony Hughes, Richard Erickson, and our two other listeners? What do you think? Let's assume clean energy. Let's assume defeating global warming. Do you think Quesnel will become a booming, more sort of viable place to live? I think so.
Much less red on the map?
Oh, that I don't pretend to understand politics. Signing off from being around the world on Hastings Street, West Hastings Street in Gastown, in the heart of Vancouver.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Ciao, Jules.